16D. Daniel in Nepal.
My name is Daniel and I'm from Brighton in England. I've just returned from a month in Nepal where I did some volunteer work with the Pokhara Eco Experience. I've always wanted to see the Himalaya Mountains and when I read about this volunteer organisation in Nepal, I grabbed the opportunity to go. Thousands of tourists come to Nepal every year and they all want to climb or walk around the amazing mountains. Unfortunately, all these trekkers contribute massively to the build-up of litter and erosion along the hiking trails. One of the main projects of the Pokhara Eco Experience is therefore to clean up the mountain areas. My job was basically to pick up rubbish. It doesn't sound very interesting, I know, but having the peaks of the mighty Himalaya Mountains as a backdrop certainly made the job feel very exotic. Local people would stop for a chat, and sometimes you could see strange birds and all kinds of extraordinary plants. I met a lot of people, both local Nepalis and other volunteers from all around the world. We worked hard, but evenings were always free, and groups of us got together every night. All volunteers on this project stay with local families in villages in the mountains. The accommodation was very simple, of course, with an outside toilet and tiny shared bedrooms. But the Nepalese food was fantastic, and I actually gained some weight during my stay, which amused my girlfriend greatly. I had to pay for my flight to Nepal as well as a hefty administration fee of $250. Although it sounds like a lot of money, especially if you think that you're working for free, it's totally worth it. The money goes towards running the project and, crucially, helping the families that give us volunteers board and lodging. I had a lot of fun and I would absolutely recommend this kind of volunteer work to everybody. I feel I should mention one thing, though. A Nepalese guy asked me one night, "Why did you come here? You're doing the same work a local person can do. But because you're doing it for free, they're not going to employ a local guy, are they? Coming over here to help us? Isn't it just like a cheap holiday to an exotic destination?" I was taken aback, to say the least. The other Nepalese started making faces at the guy and we left the cafe. But afterwards, I couldn't help thinking about what he had said. Sometimes volunteering is not as straightforward as it seems.